It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 720. Everybody, welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. You can leave me a voicemail message on Skype. The phone number is Mike Tech Show, or the name is Mike Tech Show, all one word. And follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/MikeTechShow, and also facebook.com/MikeTechShow. The show is brought to you by Instant House Call. Remotely support your customers unattended and on demand through firewalls. Try it free by clicking on the link on my website at MikeTechShow.com. Use the promo code MikeTechShow for your free 15-day trial, and you can always just go to InstantHouseCall.com. The show is also brought to you by MagnusBox. This is your secure, reliable, single source for all your online backup needs at MagnusBox.com. MagnusBox.com. It works with Mac, with Linux, with Windows, with all versions of Windows, including it'll still work with Windows 7, Windows 10, and also your server operating systems. Give it a try. I have all my clients on it. I just love it because it works. You schedule it, set it, forget it, and you can easily monitor it. You can get all email notifications that you want. It's simple to configure. And because you heard it on the Mike Tech Show, mention the Mike Tech Show, and your first 3 months are half price. You get a nice demo that you can play with. Go over to MagnusBox.com. Check it out. Starting early tonight, because I have a lot to do, and I have a lot to get ready, because I have a big work day with my son Michael tomorrow, which will be stories for the next few shows. Facebook scams. I have to quickly talk about something where I got scammed. Quick Wi-Fi fix, some Windows 10 fixes, some things you're going to be hitting with that I had to solve for some clients, Microsoft money conversion, Windows 7 lockdown tips. That's right. We're going to talk about what do you do with those clients that still have Windows 7 and they have to use it, and I have some suggestions. And we're going to talk about Pi Hole. That's right. Raspberry Pi Hole. I have some good things on that. Let's start the beginning of December. There was a Facebook ad and I did a very bad thing. I purchased something that it was only $35. I wanted it for Christmas for one of my grandchildren. And when it got close to Christmas, I reached out because, boy, it's almost a month. And I received a shipping number that didn't make sense, didn't work. It was only the label was printed, and it was in China. I'm like, oh, no. Well, it's now February 6th, and I've already escalated. They don't return emails anymore. I've escalated. I bought it through PayPal using my PayPal balance and no credit cards, which I wish there was because it would have been easier because PayPal, I am very surprised that I thought I would get a refund because of how long it's been. But they reached out to the vendor, and the vendor sent them another false shipping tracking number. And PayPal fell for it. And I'm like, no, this is wrong. And I now got to wait another couple weeks. So we're talking December, January, February. You shouldn't have to wait over 3 months to get a product that you purchased or resolution. So I went through the proper dispute on PayPal. I've been following the process. I have not called them directly. That's the next thing. Next week when I get some time, I'm going to call PayPal and say, look, run the tracking number and you'll see that it's only a label being printed, that it's not shipped. So hopefully they'll realize that and they'll just issue me the refund. And then they don't have to ship it. But I searched Facebook for this company, and I don't want to even give them credit by mentioning the name. Before you buy, search, because all I seen were scams for this company. Hundreds. And I'm like, why didn't I search the company name? Why did I not go through the due diligence? So this is the warning. This is the lesson. Before you purchase from anybody the first time, and it's not Amazon or it's not a big company name, Google reviews, search, go on Facebook. There's an Adbuster scamming group, and this company is all over it. They've done this hundreds of times, not just a couple times. So shame on Facebook for not suppressing this. So they and something I've been looking at, this seems to be really occurring more often than we would like. The ads on Facebook, you cannot trust. No matter how good it looks, no matter how it seems, don't even worry about the reviews or anything you're seeing. It could be all false. Don't buy into it. Don't purchase it until you do your due diligence and then spend your hard-earned money. But valuable lesson. I look at this. If nothing happens, it was a $35 lesson to me on shame on me for not doing my due diligence to look up the company. I will never let that happen again. And I don't want it to happen to you or anybody you know. So right now, the best thing to do is just boycott anything you see on Facebook for purchasing, because you can't trust it. And you can't trust Facebook. So I am this close. I want to delete my Facebook account. I'll tell you, that's how tired I am of Facebook. So let's see. I'll tell you, the only reason I have Facebook is because I do this show. That's it. That's the only reason right now. And the same with Twitter. So, yeah, you know what? You can't even use a debit card. Someone mentioned a debit card in chat. That's not good enough. It has to be a credit card, because now you got the credit card company and they will back you up, whether it's with Chase or some. Make sure it's with a big bank that will protect you. And I know American Express, they believe the customer over the vendor and merchant all the time. They will suppress the money on the any purchase. They will immediately put a hold on that money going to the merchant if you're an American Express card holder. That's one of the nice things about American Express, that you are, the merchant is guilty until proven innocent. So if you're a merchant, it's not a good thing, but as a cardholder and a user, it is a good thing. So just keep all that in mind. I didn't want to spend that much time on it, but I did. All right. Wi-Fi, real quick. Had a client call me. He was on the road, and he could not connect to his hotspot on his phone because the Wi-Fi was really bad in the hotel that he was at, and he's always connected with his phone. He says it's not connecting. We rebooted. I had him turn on airplane mode and then turn it off, and tried everything. And except when I said, you know what? Pick your phone again and now go to advanced or settings and click forget network. Now remember, the network will still pop up again, but reestablish the password, or, you know, it may just not be giving the proper message back. When he clicked forget the network, then clicked it again and entered the password, he connected right up. So I started Googling and looking at all these things to try. Try that first, because it's so simple and it's so easy. So I wanted to mention that. A few Windows things came up. the Microsoft Store not loading. This happened on a client machine and my machine. Now, I had some pending updates, and that's what fixed it. But the first link in tonight's show is a complete guide to the Microsoft Store not loading. And you can take a look. One of the things, adjust the date and time. You know, if your date and time is wrong, you're going to have all sorts of issues. Disable any proxy connections. Make sure you go into your LAN settings and check them out. Check your antivirus program. That could be blocking it, so you can disable antivirus. But reset the store cache. This is something that will work. This is solution four in the list. Then make sure you have the right region. There's a registry change that you can make where you can enter PowerShell, and there are certain glitches in the Microsoft Store that can cause issues such as this one to appear, and you can fix the problem simply by re-registering the Microsoft Store app. And you do that as an admin in PowerShell. So not the registry, but you're re-registering, and the command is in there. So that's something that can also fix. So wanted to share that. This one hit my laptop while I was at my client and two workstations at my client yesterday. This is new. The Windows search won't work anymore. You click on the search and you get nothing. You type, you get no results. Here's the deal. And this link, and this worked. There are two registry keys that you have to adjust. And if one of them isn't created, you got to create it. So the first one is the H key, current user, software, Microsoft, Windows, current version, search. And in the right pane, you got to make sure Bing search enabled is zero. If that key is not there, you got to create it. So it's a D word, 32-bit value, and this link walks you through how to do it. The next one is Cortana consent, and that has to be zero. So both these keys have to be there. It has to be both of them zero. You reboot, search is back. It fixed it right away. It's an excellent little link that you need to have at your disposal, because I am sure you're going to run into it. If I ran into it that fast and I have clients that are running into it, I wanted to share this because you may have already seen it or not. This is the fix. It absolutely works. Now, one system didn't have the Bing key. Another one did, and it was already set at zero, but Cortana consent was not set at zero. So one was one way, one was the other. I made sure they were both fixed, rebooted. They both worked, including my laptop, which mine, I had to set my Cortana consent. It was set to one, and I had to make it a zero. Here's something that you got to worry about. Firefox vulnerability. There is a critical vulnerability in Firefox, anything less than version 72.0.1. So I'll have the link in the show notes that you make sure that you at least have Firefox 72.0.1. If you're at the latest, greatest, which I am, it's 72.0.2 as I record this on February 6th. Just make sure Firefox is updated. You should always make sure all of your browsers are up to date, whether it be Edge, Chrome, Firefox, Opera, whatever you're using. You got to make sure that they're the latest, greatest, so you don't fall into any vulnerabilities for your clients or yourself. I borrowed this from PC World, February 2020. How to stay safe as a possible continued use of Windows 7. Now, we don't condone, nor do we want anybody still using Windows 7, because the support for updates and patches and fixes stopped on January 14th. But what if you have a mission critical app that the client has to run, and it does not work on anything newer. As a matter of fact, I still have two clients that have XP, but they're not connected to the internet for printing. One of them is a program that cannot work on anything newer than XP, and it prints checks. So there's everybody has different reasons. Maybe the program upgrade isn't affordable, or they just don't make any upgrades to make it work. And I tried everything. So if you have a client that has to have Windows 7, at least do the following. And I've even added some things to this list. Don't use Internet Explorer. That's it. Get rid of Internet Explorer. It's very easy. You can go into the advanced features of if you go to Control Panel, and I'll do this right now. If you go to Control Panel, I always use large icons, and click on Programs and Features. Then off to the side, turn Windows Features on the left-hand side, turn Windows Features on or off. Go down and uncheck Internet Explorer 11. Get rid of it. It's not secure. There's no more updates for it. So that's one. Two, be careful what software you use. An example, Office. No one should be using any version of Office below 2010. So anybody who's using still 2003, or there's still a lot of Office 2007s out there, stop using it. There's no more security updates. So you want to make sure your app still is supported by Windows 7. That's why I look for things like Syncro that still works for Windows 7. Magnusbox still works for Windows 7. So make sure you vet the software that's going to be used, that it still continued to work with Windows 7. Install the premium version of your favorite antivirus software. Don't use a free version. Use a premium version. You know, whatever you decide to use. Only use a standard account. Don't use administrator. Now, if anything goes wrong, a lot of things can't execute because you're a standard user. So make sure you have an administrator account, but the account that's being used, make sure it is the standard type for the account, not administrator. This will be a big help. The final item is something I found that Nick Shaw wrote from d7xtech.com. It's a free program called Program Blocker. Now, if they need network access, but not internet access, then try this program, and there is a great little option when you launch it to block program from internet only via the Windows firewall. You can block a program from launching, but you can also list a whole bunch of programs, put the browsers in there, maybe uninstall all the browsers. There's a lot of things you can do to prevent internet access, but still allow local access on the network. Maybe you got to get to a network printer, or you have to share some files, but you can lock it down a little bit. Is this going to be perfect? No, it's just going to, I want you to be safe. I want you to be able to recommend things that you can surround Windows 7 with that can help make it a little safer. And Program Blocker, I wanted to mention that because you may have other uses for that. So I thought that was pretty cool. Going to get into the final portion of the show. And this is, and it brought up a couple things for me. There's an article that this month's Maximum PC, and it's about an excellent open source tools for road warriors. And they have a very cool, they talk about this really nice gl.inet. It's AR750S. This is the portable small router that does Wi-Fi, has a couple ports, little firewall, and it's built with OpenWRT for the OS, and it's a mini travel router that you can travel with. And I will have our Amazon link for purchasing it. It's $83.99. And the article goes into how to be safe when you're traveling and maybe give yourself your own Wi-Fi. I used to travel when I was driving to the location. I would actually bring a router with me. I'm actually thinking of this because I do travel to Florida a couple times a year, and this is something that can allow me to be a little safer as I travel because it has built-in VPN capability. I want you to take a look at this, but something in the article, he mentions that this was a little more secure than a pie hole. And I was like, pie hole? What the heck is a pie hole? And I'm out of the loop a little bit. I don't use Raspberry Pi, but I'll tell you, for something like this, I'm going to start to play with it. As a matter of fact, I ordered the components for one. It's a Linux network level advertisement and internet tracker blocking application, which acts as a DNS sinkhole and optionally a DHCP server. So everybody, if you know what a Raspberry Pi is, it's a very inexpensive, very tiny computer that runs Linux. Well, now we have a very cool application for a Raspberry Pi. It is designed for use on embedded devices with network capabilities such as a Raspberry Pi, but it can be used on other machines running Linux and cloud implementations. Now, I'm going to have a link to where you can freely download this. Pi-hole has the ability to block traditional website advertisements as well as advertisements in unconventional places, such as small TVs and mobile operating system advertisements. And the link to the application where you can download it is literally pi-hole.net. Take a look at this. This is new to me. I know it's been around for a little bit, but I mean, I have my own Untangle firewall doing a lot of this, so I don't have to worry about it. But if you want to start playing with a Raspberry Pi with an application, that you might be able to get this configured and it be another service for a layer of security for some small businesses. And you can put this in place where it can grab and block a lot of these advertisements where a lot of the malware comes in. Take a look at the link in the show notes. And I think for some of you, you may find, wait, this is pretty cool. Let's take a look at this. So that is it for tonight's show. The best way to support the Mike Tech Show and to support Cary Holzman and myself, we share an Amazon link. It's in the show notes of every show that we do to support the show. Click on that. It'll take you to Amazon. Now add your items to the cart. When you check out and it gets delivered, it takes 2 months, and we will get a small commission off your purchase. Your price stays the same, but it makes a big difference to Cary and myself. And we thank you so very much for all of your support and help. Want to also support Instant House Call? Go to instanthousecall.com. Enter Mike Tech Show. Get your free 15-day trial. Go to magnusbox.com. Download a demo of the software and have it start backing up your program so you can test it. So now you have a secure cloud backup of your data. This is what you want to resell to your clients. Safe, secure, easy to use. Great product to be part of the services you provide. Fabs Auto Backup. Matter of fact, there was an update today. Fabrice is constantly updating and adding features. Fabs Auto Backup 7 Pro, incredible program. Support that. Take a look at that program. It's phenomenal. That's it. I'll see everybody back here, hopefully back at the regular time, next week. Same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. please visit techpodcast.com.